Luke looked skeptical. Silgal, that's a very basic Jedi technique. Anticipating your opponent, knowing what they're going to do.
Not like this. This was beyond the ordinary. It was almost choreographed. Too precise. The only thing that saved Basil's life was the fact that Gisella seemed so distressed. She was not thinking clearly. Also, I felt something in the Force. Something involving time and space. I have not tried to sense when anyone is flow-walking before, but if I had to guess, that is what I would have assumed even without knowing what Gisella had done with the droids and in the fight.
Ben's eyes were enormous. Even his father was hard put to conceal his shock. Go on, was all Luke said.
Unfortunately, as I said, Basil and Yakiel were unsuccessful in their attempt to capture her. The GA has her, and Chief of State Dalla reports that she is going to be put in carbonite.
Without even an exam or trial, Luke said. It was a statement, not a question, and Silgal nodded.
GA security was on the scene immediately, and Dalla wasn't far behind them. And, Master, there was at least one reporter who broadcast almost everything.
Ben felt a knot in his gut. This couldn't possibly have gone worse. Unless...
Were there any casualties?
He asked.
Thankfully, no. Many civilians received injuries, most minor, and Basil was wounded. He will make a full recovery.
Ben thought that the same could not necessarily be said for Valen or Gisella. Well, that's something to be grateful for, at least, Luke said. He rubbed his eyes. You said the attack was recorded?
Yes, transmitting the broadcast now.
Luke and Ben watched in increasingly sickened silence as one Javis Tyr.
Reporting live from just outside the Jedi Temple in Galactic City, Coruscant,
proceeded to interview passers-by while feeding them transparently leading questions. Like,
how long do you think the Jedi have been hiding this issue?
At one point, Ben actually snorted in disgust. His father might have been trying to smother a smile at the sound, but he quickly sobered as the footage continued. It was damning. There was Gisella, in full Jedi robes and brandishing a lit lightsaber, shrieking at pedestrians and force-hurling them out of her way. And the commentary as the cam zoomed around, always seeking out the perfect angle.
Another Jedi has gone crazy. She's attacking people right and left.
Gisella's hair had come undone, and dark strands flew about her head. The cam zoomed in on her at one point and revealed brown eyes wide with terror.
She does look crazy, Dad,
Ben said softly, the admission paining him. Luke said nothing, his expression sad as he stared at Corrin Horn's little girl.
Even her fellow Jedi thinks she's dangerous,
came Tyr's voice, still remarkably calm.
I can see two Jedi heading to intercept the rampaging Jedi now, and it looks like several are emerging from the temple as well.
Ben stared raptly, thinking that this was like watching a speeder crash. He couldn't tear his eyes away, even though the sight made him sick. What he saw next, he couldn't believe. A Ramoan, whom he recognized as a Jedi Knight, charged forward. He was suddenly slammed into by a fleeing pedestrian and, apparently caught unawares by the impact, stumbled several steps to the side. And that was precisely where Gisella leapt even before he'd begun moving. Her lightsaber came down in a blur of motion, and Gisella shrieked.
It's not you!
Pause, Luke said. The recording stopped obediently. Replay. Both Skywalkers watched the encounter again. Ben felt a shiver chase up and down his spine. Flow walking. This was more than force anticipation.